Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE. You see me, plastic. I'm trying to open up the snack bag. I'm using my teeth. You know how it says peel at the corner when you're trying to open up like a, you know, a beef jerky stick or right. even like hard-boiled eggs? My fingers, I'm like never get it.
You don't have any nails?
Yeah. I just get in there with the teeth. That's it. I got to get in.
I don't know why food. It sends shivers down my spine when I see people do stuff with their teeth. In my house, they're taking the clothing, you know, instead of grabbing scissors and taking the tag off of the clothes with the little plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Piece, okay. They'll just be like, with their teeth.
I've done it.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I think dentists love that people open things with their teeth. It gives them more business because eventually we'll chip a tooth or.
I just didn't know if it was just my house.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I'm constantly going, stop opening stuff with your teeth. Stop. And they all are just like, no. We're just going to keep opening these soda cans and everything else with our stupid teeth.
Beer bottles. I've done it. Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. It's just not healthy.
Coming in on the text line, Rich says, side note, but his son was running through the house, slipped, tripped, lost the two front teeth on the granite countertops. He
Ooh.
Goes, granite countertops always win when it comes to teeth.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think it starts at a young age. I think you start seeing your kids like open their candy package or like a plastic thing with their teeth. I should have stopped it right away. Because now they've moved on to harder objects.
They have MacGyver teeth skills, okay? They're in training. You never know when you're going to need them. You don't want to be an adult and have never used your teeth for something.
You don't want to be stuck on a cliff hanging without the strength of your teeth to hold you.
I had to pull back this morning. I was, you know, I put hot chocolate in my coffee every single morning and I could not get this packet open and I was going for it and I was like, I will find scissors.
Yes.
Like take a deep breath. I was like going animalistic with my addiction. I was like, I need to get hot chocolate. It's like, take a deep breath. Let's get some scissors.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be okay.
If only there were tools that were invented to help with such things.
I'm a team player. I would open it for you. Where's the package? You still need help? I'll rip that right open with my teeth.
You gonna come make coffee with me at my house? That's where I was making it.
Making it happen now.
Yeah, they are. Big game, Kansas City, Sunday. I don't have the extra money to go. The flights, the hotel, the tickets. But there's another way you can support the Bills, especially the Bills Mafia, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, the Today Show is going to be up in Buffalo at City Hall on the front steps. So the Today Show, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So starting at 6 a.m., every single Bills fan is being encouraged, totally free to the public. The mayor's going to be out there, other, quote, Bills Mafia super fans that you're used to seeing at all the tailgates and, you know, on television. And they're all going to be there. The event is open to the public. And it's going to be a Bills pep rally.
Super fun.
What they're calling it. Bills pep rally at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Pep rally?
Yeah.
So, I mean, some of us have to go. I just heard the word pep and it's like, you know, my spirit's been reawakened.
That's
oh,
right.
No.
In college,
that's
she was
right.
in a pep band there. Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's that kind of pep rally.
I won most school spirit every single time the superlative was available.
No.
I'm ready to break out.
I would have sent Hope and just watched Bill's Mafia look at her do the George Mason fight
ready?
Song like,
okay.
What? Excuse me.
I know Bill's things.
You do?
Where else would you rather be than right here? Right now.
All right.
That's right.
That's a Bills thing.
It is a Bills
I know the
thing.
Shout song.
Uh-huh.
I know Circle the Wagons. I know all these things. All I'm right. such a big Bills fan.
Okay. So you won't be in studio tomorrow. You're going?
I mean, I think at least one of us should go.
Okay. I'll talk to our ball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Boss later, maybe you talk to your boss. Can I come in late? I got to go. Get on the Today Show. You know, if you had a desire, you see those people in the background and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, would I do that if I had the chance? Would I jump around? Yeah, I would. Well, here's a great opportunity. Just shout the Bills.
A huge presence just so the country sees how supported this team is.
All right.
Like people don't already know. But I'm sure they'll have no problem filling those stairs full of Bills fans tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. But I got to tell you, to be in Buffalo by 6 a.m. there, Miss Pep Rally.
TJ, we're at work by 5:30.
This is true.
It's not that much different. Just got to hike out to Buffalo. Set my alarm a little bit earlier.
All right, well, check with your boss if you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Heck, check the whole family. Would you let your kids get off for the day? Come on, let's go support. Get on the Today Show. Why not? Now you know. We're here for you. We got your back. Let's go, Bills! Waking up and winning with your B-Morning Coffee Club. We got more Kelsey Ballerini tickets for you to win. That is coming up at 7:25. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Guess what I got in the mail yesterday? Not one, not two, but three Christmas cards. Like, was the post office holding them? Was everybody sending them late? Were they busy?
On January 23rd?
Seriously. Like, the regular cards, you know, and then the ones with the pictures of the kids and the family. Got two of those and one regular card.
Doesn't it say on the envelope when, like, the post office mailed it?
I didn't even look that close. Mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, am I the only one getting them? Is everybody sending them later now because they're busy? Is there a theme going on here?
I don't know. My cousin started sending out New Year's cards instead of Christmas cards. It was like she knew her family was never going to get it done in time. So they've just accepted it. So I got my New Year's card like the first weekend in January. And it was like a traditional Christmas card. All the pictures of the family. But instead of Merry Christmas, it says Happy New Year.
Huh.
I've never even heard of that. I've never gotten one of those. Interesting. Is Hope alone on this? Have you gotten a New Year's Eve card? Is that the new trend? Or are people waiting for the cards to go on sale and they're sending them late like that? Half off, you know. 70% off Christmas cards. They're buying them and sending them late. Saving money. Still a thought that count.
Right? Or was it 11 months early, Bo?
There you go.
Everything's, you know, frame of mind. Everything's perspective.
That'd be a great excuse. What do you mean late? That's early for this one coming up. What? What a good defense there. I would have never thought of that. How about you? Are you getting cards still? Holiday, Christmas cards? Or are you getting the New Year's card like Hope? Is she alone or not? By no means is it warm right now, but was warmer than the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed it driving in. I'm like, I got to take my jacket off. My goodness. The high today is going to be 24, tomorrow 23. Definitely warmer than it has been. And we have friends and relatives in Florida. They're dealing with snow down there.
I don't know if anyone else just can't stop watching these social media videos. I mean, there's... You know how they have their pools screened in?
Yeah, to keep the bugs out.
Yeah, and so they're not made for snow, obviously. So there's a guy that's like, hey, I got to get this snow off before it freezes. It's getting too heavy. So he has a leaf blower inside the pool screen, blowing the snow outward through the screen. And I was like, that's a good idea.
Little redneck ingenuity.
Absolutely.
Gotta use the resources they have because they don't have any of this stuff to remove all the snow. There's no shovels down there.
And so I'm even watching, my favorite by far is the cross country skiing that's happening on the beach.
The beach.
Because there's snow on the beach.
Wow.
And I'm watching like cross country. First of all, I don't even know where you can get snow skis in Florida, but they got them.
Probably.
And they're cross-country skiing down the beach.
Snowbird from New York's like, I got this. No big deal, everybody. Let me just break up my beer.
Oh,
exactly.